Sissoko in the middle. Lorenzi in attack. He knocked it down to Ali. To the Brazilian kid. Who put it in the corner. And now we're going to Madrid.
Good morning and welcome to the old FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 31st of May, Madrid bound. I will be on a plane very shortly. My mate Suggsy's on his coach off at 4 o'clock this morning. And I've made more gaffes this morning than I've ever. I'm all over the place just because of excitement. I never ever, when I walked through the gates of White Hart Lane 42 years ago, thought that I would be packing a suitcase to go to a Champions League final. And it's marvellous, isn't it? I see Liverpool have shortened up 1.93 now, just from just over 2. Keeping an eye on the market. Spurs will become backable soon. I'm telling you, Spurs will become backable soon. Right, going to try and be business as usual while I'm away. I won't be able to do the over 2.5s. I use an API, a company API Football, and I'm just not able to do that mobilely, so I won't even be looking at those because I need to get the data from API Football and then get it into a spreadsheet and then do the maths from there, and I'm just not able to do that while I'm away. So there's none of those today, and I won't have any now until I am back for the 2.5. Sorry to disappoint you there. Bit annoying about the golf. Obviously made a decision based on the fact that I didn't want to get myself in trouble. Obviously trying to access Betfair in Spain on the move. I can do it in my hotel room, but trying to do it on the move was going to be a pain. And Ryan Moore goes and knocks 7 under. So sorry for those of you who didn't get on. I know some of you have got an interest, and I wish you luck. Obviously you're in a position now to secure yourself a free bet, but I myself am equally as gutted at missing that, I'll be honest. Right, let's do what we've got for today. We have got one pod place horse, which is Salouen, S-A-L-O-U-E-N, in the 310 at Epsom. Salouen 310 at Epsom. Again, that is ridden by Washin Murphy. So that is the pod place horse. I then have a horse trade, and that is also at Epsom in the 3:45. Like the look of this one, think it'll be in the mix. Setting Sail, ridden by James Doyle, 1 mile 2 furlong. I think yesterday's traded down to 1.4. I think this will go close. It was a hot race he ran in, a good race at Ascot. And he's got to have a great chance today, this horse, I think so. Currently 5.1, usual format, back it pre-off, and look to trade if you do play those, and that's what you do. Football-wise, we've got a bit of Ireland and there's some Japan this morning. I haven't really got anything that is leaping out at me other than in the Dundalk game, and I won't be trading this myself because, again, I'll be on the continent. So but in Ireland, if you are desperate for a trade, and people do seem to be desperate at times, which is sad, first half goal at Dundalk, if it's 0-0 after 30 minutes, I would look to lay a late first half goal, but that's I would only be doing that if I was at home and could get a good eye on the market. It's very weak at the minute, but it'll be fairly low risk if you go in 30-35 minutes, if anybody does want to have a little go at that tonight. I will be doing the football as normal in the morning. I'll be doing any racing. As I say, I can't do the 2.5s because that's impossible for me to get the data until Tuesday. What else have I got for you? No, that is it. That is it on the betting front. I will have my views on the Champions League final tomorrow. Obviously, a lot of rumours. It's difficult. Tottenham. Is Kane going to play or is he not going to play? And we will have updates via Twitter, I'm sure, throughout the weekend when I'm out there. Yeah, that is all it leaves me to say. There's no FTS beginner selections. Obviously, Ultimate's finished. I did have a good question about those of you on the clinic. I will probably just carry on with the same setup next year. I've got that as part of my routine now, so it's not actually that much work for me to get that ready for you. So I will probably just continue as are for those of you who attended the clinics whenever it was 2016. I've made some notes on things that I'll cover when I'm back for some other bits. But other than that, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, unless you're Liverpool fans. I hope that I have a wonderful weekend. I'm certainly going out there with a view to enjoy it, just for the fact that I never thought I'd be doing this. And it would just be nice to get away for 2 or 3 days, bit of sun, and hopefully, obviously, get the right result. I think even if we lost in a tight match, I wouldn't be overly disappointed. It's if we get pasted is the only thing, but I think we are right in that. But I'll give my thoughts on that tomorrow. Fantastic. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. And I'm going to play you out with a little bit of music on the old FTS radio. Shirts on every other stack of spurs. Everybody knows where the verbal colours are. All these things are trendy, comes and go, no matter where they are. Shirts.